A Prayer for When You Are Waiting on the Lord by Christina Fox. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His Word I hope. Psalm 130:5. Are you currently in a place of waiting? Perhaps you're waiting for a job, for healing, for restoration in a relationship, or for wisdom to know where you should go next. The place of waiting is a place we are all familiar with. It's a place we find ourselves in often over the course of our lives. Though it's a familiar place and one we know well, we can often grow weary in our waiting. Sometimes our hearts grow heavy with worry and doubt. Sometimes we might wonder if God has forgotten about us or given up on us. Father in heaven, I come before you with my heart filled with so many different thoughts and feelings. I am tense and uncertain about what I should be doing and where I should go. I feel weak and helpless, powerless. I am worried about what happens next and whether I have the strength to handle it. Deep down, I wonder, how long will I be here? Will I be stuck in this place of waiting forever? But most of all, I wonder, where are you? Why haven't you responded to my cries for help? But even as I pray that, I know you're right where you've always said you would be. You've never left me and you will never forsake me. You hear all my cries. In fact, as David wrote in Psalm 139, you know my thoughts before I even think them. You know exactly what is happening in my life and what will happen next. All things are in your control and nothing can happen apart from your will. Not a sparrow falls to earth without your willing it to, and you know the number of hairs on my head. You are never surprised. Even about this issue in my life today, you know why this is happening and will use it for your glory and my good. As the prophet wrote in Lamentations, it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. 3:26. Help me to remember that it is good to wait for you. In this place of waiting, help me to remember all that you have done for me through Jesus Christ. Help me to remember that your grace is sufficient to not only save me from sin, but to sustain me each and every day. Your grace is at work in me right now, transforming me and making me more like your Son. Nothing can separate me from you. I am safe in your love. May I live for you even while I wait. Help me to obey and remain faithful, no matter how long I am in this place of waiting. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.